Is there any schools in this town?
Yeah.
What about now? Do you have schools in the library here?
No, I haven't got a college school here.
And any other schools?
No, just colored schools.
Uh-huh. How about libraries?
No, I haven't got a library yet.
Do you know any clubs in the town?
There's Civitan Club.
And
then Farmers Club.
Uh-huh. You don't belong to either of those?
No.
What do you, now I'm going to ask you a couple of questions.
Okay.
That I need to know what you call different things. Like, what do you call this time of day, the latter part of the daylight hours, just before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this
afternoon.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
sunup.
What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? You need to get the cows in before
dark.
Uh-huh. Another thing with sun in.
Huh?
And use the word with sun in. You need to get the
sundown.
If there's been a storm and the rain stops, the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is
clearing up.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
A downpour.
What do you call a shelf over the fireplace?
Mantelpiece.
What do you call those things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Fire dogs.
Would you think your father would have called them anything else?
That's what he called them.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Splinters.
What do you call the particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get the fire started?
Well, that's the kindling.
Thank you. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers in it for hanging clothes that you move from room to room?
Clothes, right.
And what would you call it if it was built into the room?
Closet.
What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house?
Weatherboard.
What do you call the covered area at the front or side of a house where some chairs might be placed? You might say the old ladies like to sit in there.
On a porch.
Thank you. What do you call a small porch, often with no roof?
Well, we still call it a sun parlor.
Pardon?
Sun parlor.
What do you call the small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
Pasture.
Uh-huh. And when you take them in from the pasture, you put them in a small area just before you milk them.
Lot.
Thank you. What do you call a wall or a fence made out of rocks or stones?
Call it a wall.
Okay, but how would I know the difference that it was, how would you let me know?
Well, it says a brick wall, or a rock wall, either one or the other, whichever it is.
Okay, thank you.